So I go to this diner on Sunday. And it's a real New York diner, not just because it's called New York Diner, but it is a real New York diner. It's out in Queens. It's owned by like people who speak English and everything. I think they're Greek because they do have an accent, but they speak English. And it is, it's on like Northern Boulevard and 49th Street or something. I know it's right by Best Buy. If anybody's out there. This is like a real old-fashioned, fabulous, incredibly good diner. But it is teeny-weeny. And on Sunday in particular, it's crowded. Like you can't believe. People wait on a line to get tables. At a, well, those are the yuppies. You know, the yuppies and the hipsters are moving in by me. Not fast enough. I hate them, but, you know, at least they speak English. Now I never like to sit at a counter, but I have to always sit at a counter. First of all, I'm one person. And secondly, you can usually get a seat at the counter and they have the best pancakes on earth. And because they're so busy, the bacon is always the way I like it, which is half raw. Don't you hate it when they have that bacon that sits around forever and it's like beef jerky? By the time it gets to you, I hate that. I like bacon that isn't quite cooked, which I think is safe because there are so many chemicals in bacon, right? I assume that you don't really have to. I like bacon where the white part, you can still see through it. I like when it's translucent. So I sit down at the counter and I order my pancakes and bacon. And I'm just watching, you know, this commotion and they have really good waitresses, you know, everybody's fast and everything is really fast. But you wait a long time because it's very busy. Oh, and they're doing takeout orders too. You know, they have a big takeout business. So everything takes a long time. So I'm sitting here waiting 10, 15, 20 minutes, you know, because the grill isn't big enough. But you don't mind because it's just all this, as long as there are no little children screaming, and there weren't. But in the meantime, one of the waitresses, first you see her put her two hands over her face and she sneezes right into her hands. Right? And then the next thing she does is reach over to the counter and take somebody's plate of food and give it to them. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm watching her because I have all this time sitting. And the next thing, she's got her hand over her mouth and she's coughing. And she's coughing and she's sneezing and she's taking the plate. And I'm like, I want to hand her at least the Kleenex. If not, I don't have wipes in my bag. I only have my little. You really want to, like, so how can you do this? And then you stop and think, you know something, in a place where you can't see what's going on, God knows what's going. You know, it's funny because if they had to go in the back and get the food, they could be like wiping their ass with their hands and then picking up your food and you wouldn't know it. But I'm watching this and I'm thinking, oh God, thank God she wasn't the one who took my order. Well, you can figure out what comes next. My order goes up on the, you know, thing. And who reaches to give it to me but her? And I say, oh my God. And she looks at me and she says, what's wrong? And I said, all you're doing is coughing and sneezing and then picking up people's food. And I said, I wasn't yelling. I swear to God, I was not yelling. I wasn't yelling. And, well, you want another plate? And I say, what good is that going to do? You really, you need to have some Purellas. Well, so after that, you have everybody working there. They're like, oh, no, look at that. I'm the crazy person. I'm the crazy person? Me? And so I eat everything because it's too good not to eat it. And when I go to pay, I say to the guy who owns the place, I said, you know, you really need to have some of that stuff around because that is so disgusting. So he says, oh, I run clean place. I said, no, you don't. You know, and I said, I know if we couldn't see them doing it, you know, it's another thing. But yeah, I'm watching her sneezing and coughing into her hands and touch her, picking up people's food. Well, he doesn't understand, you know, he's... So I can't even decide whether to go back or not. So I go, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go to Starbucks, but there was too big of a line. And I walk into Duane Reade, which none of you people, it's the drugstore. It's only in New York. Because it's the only place I can get refills for my sponge mop. Is this far away Duane Reade. And I pick up two refills for my sponge mop. And for once, there's not a line, which is a miracle, right? And I'm walking over to the cashier. And as I am about to hand her what I'm buying, guess what she does? She sneezes right into her hand. And she is now going to take my stuff, my money, hand me my change. Is it me? Am I insane? Or are people just fucking pigs? Think about it. I don't know. Maybe I am a crazy person, but I was always like this. You just see people doing filthy and disgusting things, and I can't stand being near people anyway. I think I'm not going back there anymore. I mean, Emily had a thing where somebody was just rude to her. That's different. Rude. You know, because, see, Emily's nice. See, to me, you're rude to me. I'm 10 times more rude back. You know, so, but this is so disgusting. And you know what I keep thinking? I keep thinking the minute there is like bird flu, we're all dead. I mean, when you live in a world where people are sneezing and coughing into their hands and then handing people their food, you know, forget about it. Forget about it. I just can't deal with it. It's just beyond me.